Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. I am your host Lottie and I am here to normalise normal parenthood and to show everyone that really we're all just winging it. Join me and my amazing guests to make sense of the chaos and work through motherhood together. Guess who's back again, again. Lottie's back. Tell your friends. Woohoo! Yes, I am back. Happy New Year. This episode has a very different tone to it than the last episode that I put out not long before Christmas, where I think I was pretty close to having a breakdown. Oh God, Christmas is it's tough, isn't it, for mums? There is so much pressure around, you know, making it perfect, bringing the magic, all of the school stuff that you have to do, like nativities, donations for this fair, donations for that fair, £1 for this, £1 for that, dress up days, dress down days, gifts for the teachers, gifts for your kids' friends. And I know that we don't have to do all of this stuff. We don't. And I am very much choosing to do this stuff. Like, I don't really need to get the teacher's gifts. I don't really need to get Bella's friend's gifts. I don't necessarily need to do all of the other things. I mean, I kind of do because you get moaned at in the newsletter if you don't donate and stuff like that. But I very much do put the pressure on myself when it comes to school stuff. And also when it comes to Christmas magic as well, you don't have to do all of the things. You don't have to visit Santa. You don't have to have a magic key and sprinkle reindeer food and do all of the extra things. Really, Christmas should be about the magic of being present and family and, you know, all of that stuff, which also we're kind of in charge of making sure is going well. But I started these traditions back when Bella was little and when I didn't have so much on my plate. And it would seem such a shame to stop these traditions. And Bella being Bella, I know she would question them. If I did, if the elf, oh God forbid if the elf didn't show up one year, I don't even know what Bella would do. She would probably lose her shit because since she was a baby, the elf has come to our house, the goddamn bastard elf has come to our house every year and caused absolute carnage. So stopping that now would destroy the magic in our family somewhat because we've been used to that. So I feel like I have made a rod for my own back in starting these very large traditions which take a lot of work. So yeah, there's so much pressure on mums to make the magic, to do the elf, to do all of the things, to get the presents, to wrap the presents, to, you know, do all the stuff. And then there's the added kind of thing of it being winter, and I really struggle with weather. Weather really affects me. In the spring and summer, I feel so different to how I feel in the winter. And in the winter, I have to put so much more effort into my mental health and looking after myself because the weather is not doing it for me. It's bloody miserable. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that for the last 2 days, I have got absolutely drenched on the school run and it's miserable. You're cold, you're wet. So yeah, the weather massively affects me and I know that I need to put that effort into myself in the winter. But do I do it? No, I bloody don't, because there's so much else to do. So I kind of felt myself spiraling out of control. I was feeling a lot of pressure from a mum point of view. Work is crazy at the moment as well. For those of you that don't know, I'm an intensive care nurse. Winter, notoriously within the NHS, is crazy. It's a crazy time. It gets really busy. But actually, the NHS, the hospital that I work at, has never quietened down since COVID. And that's been, 3 years now? It's never quietened down. So when it's winter time, it's even more crazy than it ever was at winter time before COVID. So there's the pressure from being a mum. There's the pressure from being an intensive care nurse. I also got trolled really, really badly on my social media about various things. I had a video go viral at the same time as speaking out about why I am not talking about the Gaza and Israel war on my page. And I got trolled massively about both things. And it was just mental. All of it happened at once. My uncle also passed away, which, to be honest, I wasn't massively close with him, but it felt like just another thing to add to the pile of shit that was just going on in my life. And I didn't want that to reflect onto my podcast. I didn't want to come on here. And plus, I was also carrying the lurg all the time. I was just ill all the time. So I didn't want to come on here every episode and just be like, oh, I'm ill again. Oh, I'm miserable again. Oh, life is shit. Because it can be really draining sometimes to just hear that kind of constant negativity. And I felt myself feeling that from myself. So I didn't want you guys to feel that as well. So I took a break. I dealt with all of the Christmas stuff. I brought the magic and Christmas was lovely. And once that was over, I kind of felt the weight lifted somewhat. Work is still crazy, but I'm pretty much accepting that it's going to be that way until the end of winter. I took a break from social media. I'm back on social media now and I feel much lighter. I feel like I have a thicker skin now. I think had I've got trolled right now with how my mindset is right now, I would have just kind of battered it away and been like, eh, sod off, like you're boring. But I was very fragile at the time and it kind of broke me a bit. Took a break from social media. I'm back on social media now. I have new plans for some great content this year. I've been nominated for a Glow Mama Award again. I'm so very excited. I got nominated for 3 categories last year, which was incredible. This year, I'm just nominated for the 1, but I'm still so, so grateful for every single vote that you guys put in. And the category that I'm nominated for is my podcast, which, as you know, is my absolute third baby because, I don't know, there was a point last year where I thought about quitting it all and just not ever doing my podcast again. But then when I thought about it, I was like, no, it's like my third baby. I could not possibly do that. And even if only one person listened to my podcast, like that is still helping someone to realize that they're not alone, normalizing the shit show that can sometimes be motherhood, normalizing the challenges, everything else. If one person listened, I would be happy. And so I'm back and I've not quit tits, tums and all things mum. And I've been nominated for an award, which you can still vote for, by the way. If it's before the 16th of January, you can still vote. So head to Glow Mama Awards, that's GLOMamaAwards.com. And place your vote there. And there's some other incredible mums who are nominated as well. Some of my very own podcast guests are nominated and my lovely friends are nominated as well. So head over, check it out, see who's nominated, vote for your favourites. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. Vote for me. I'd bloody love to win. And I'm up against some very stiff competition again this year. I'm up against the one and only Giovanna Fletcher from Happy Mum, Happy Baby. I mean, like, she's a celebrity. And Anna and Louisa from Luana. So yeah, please vote for me. just the feeling of having, and the winner is Lottie from Tits, Tums and All Things Mum, shouted out. Oh my God, I would cry. I would literally cry, probably have a little bit of a like sob on the stage. But to have my hours and hours and hours of work recognized would be absolutely incredible. I don't have a team. This is just little old me in my little old living room, recording, editing, sharing, creating videos for, doing social media for my own podcast. I don't have anyone that does it for me. So I would love to have that recognized. Plus, I have my beautiful new desk space and I have the perfect spot for the beautiful Glow Mama trophy. So please vote for me. Anyway, moving on. I told you that I was struggling before Christmas, and part of my break was me stepping away and taking a look at what I needed to sort out to improve my mindset and improve my mental health. And this is not a New Year's resolution, because for my entire life, or for my entire adult life, I've set New Year's resolutions. And have I stuck to them? No, I have not. Because I do it for a couple of weeks and then I get bored and find something that's more interesting. This time, I want it to be an entire lifestyle overhaul. I don't want to keep yo-yoing from feeling healthy, feeling fit, to feeling sluggish, fatigued, lazy. I want to be the best version of myself all the time, forever. So I kind of analysed that and looked at how I could do that. And I think my biggest revelation is that my goals were always massive and they were always somewhat unachievable. I would set goals of losing 2 stone, or I would set goals of going to the gym 5 days a week. I would set goals of only eating a certain amount of calories, or, you know, they were all kind of wildly unachievable within my life. As mums, we're so freaking busy. We have so much on our plates. And I think there is a lot of pressure, especially from social media, from people saying, like, that's just an excuse. Like, no excuses. You need to prioritise this. You need to make going to the gym a non-negotiable. And whilst that's well and good for someone who kind of has the time to do those things or can make it a non-negotiable, some people just cannot. And when I looked at my timetable for my life, I was like, where the bloody hell am I going to fit in going to the gym 5 days a week? I just don't know where that's going to happen, because I work, obviously, I do my social media, I do my podcast, and those are my priority. I am never going to prioritize gym above work, my social media and my podcast, because they are, you know, my jobs, they are my life. Then obviously, my next life is my children. I'm never going to prioritize gym above my children. So I had to factor that in as well, had to factor in time being present with my children. And there's everything else as well. There's the life things that you need to do. I, of course, would prioritize going to the gym over housework, because housework can be done anytime. But what I'm talking about is the other life things, like taking kids to classes, you know, funerals. I've got one of them coming up later today. And my husband was like, are you going to go to the gym today? And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have time because I've got this funeral later. And he was like, oh, but you need to fit it in somewhere. And I was like, okay, do you want to carve out 2 hours extra out of my day? Because there aren't any more hours for me to use. By the time he gets in from work, I've got the dentist, I've got the funeral, I've got dinner, bedtime. There's no time. So it's about looking at your life and looking where you can fit things in. And I sat and I reflected and I tried to figure out how I could do this. And what I've come to the conclusion of is that my goals need to be smaller. I need to do small things that, when done consistently, and the key word here is consistently, because I'm a bugger for just saying, yeah, I'll go to the gym 5 days a week and then just not doing it. But if I do something every single day consistently, it will make a huge difference. So my new goals for 2024 are to focus on me and to focus on my health as a whole. So that's physical and mental health. So what I'm doing is making sure I get my 10,000 steps in a day. And that is achievable around my life because I walk to school to do the school run, and we can go the long way around to add more steps in. And then, of course, walk the long way back to get more steps in. I am parking further away when I'm going places. I'm parking in the multi-story car park at work, which is much further away than the staff car park, so that I've got extra steps. I'm taking the stairs instead of the lift. And actually last night I found that I got to 10 o'clock at night and I'd only done 8,000 steps. So what did I do? I paced around my house. So there's ways of getting things done around your life if it's busy. I'm also doing 30 minutes of non-negotiable exercise per day. And this isn't necessarily going to the gym. When I have time to go to the gym, I'm going to go to the gym. But when I don't have time, I'm classing exercise as anything that gets my heart rate up. So my watch will bing and tell me when my heart rate's up, and it will tell me that I'm exercising. So if my watch is telling me that I'm exercising, then I'm exercising. And one of my favourite things to do when I'm not able to get to the gym because of childcare or whatever reasons is Beat Saber on the MetaQuest. And if you haven't heard of MetaQuest, it is a virtual reality system. And there's a game called Beat Saber, which is where your two controls in your hands become lightsabers and boxes, like cubes, are coming towards you with arrows on them, and you've got to slash them to the music. So it's like the old school dance mats, but with lightsabers. And bloody hell, I have never sweated so much in my life than when I play that game on hard. It is so hard, and I literally end up dripping with sweat. So that ends up being my exercise. Last night, I also did a YouTube Pilates session. So there's ways of doing your exercise that aren't necessarily going to the gym. I'm also able to run back from the school run, and that becomes my exercise. So I've managed to successfully, and what are we today? The 5th of January. Since the 1st of January, I've managed to successfully do my 30 minutes of exercise every single day so far. I'm also trying to get 2 litres of water a day. I could say 3, but actually 2 is more achievable for me. I've got myself a 500ml water bottle and I have to drink that 4 times to get my 2 litres of water a day. I want to read every single day. And before, it was read at least 20 pages per day. But now all I've said is just read. So whether that's 3 pages or 50 pages, I just have to read every single day. I have to do my daily gratitude, and before I used to have a list of 10 things every day that I was grateful for. Now I bought this little booklet off of Amazon that's a 30-day gratitude book, and every single day it gives you a little prompt on things to be grateful for, and I fill that in every day. And then I've got some other bits with relation to work, with around engaging with other accounts on Instagram, writing something towards my book, and savings as well. So it's all much more achievable. And I think this is the way forward for mums. I think doing small things to make a big difference is the way forward, and a way to feel like you're achieving something, because it can be so demoralizing when you set yourself these big goals of, you know, going to the gym 5 days a week, and then you can't manage to do it. And you almost kind of feel this sort of resentment towards motherhood that you've written these goals, but you can't do them because you're a mum and you're busy or you're working. And there's just so many ways of feeling demoralized. So my tip is to start small, but do everything consistently. And that way you'll start to see big changes. I am already feeling the best that I've felt mentally and physically in a very, very long time. I feel like I've got so much clarity. I feel like Alec and I are getting on so much better because we're not snapping at one another, and I'm actually being nice to him instead of being passive aggressive all the time because I'm pissed off because I can't do the things that I want to do, because I'm doing the things that I want to do now. I'm feeling like I have so much more more patience with the kids, and I'm able to do gentle parenting much more effectively because I'm not at the end of my tether constantly, because I'm not achieving the things that I want to achieve, or because I'm feeling fatigued or tired. I've got so much energy. I used to get to, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just be like, oh, I'm done, I need to sleep. And from then onwards, I'd just kind of not really do a lot, just sit around, cook dinner. And now, the whole day, I'm just full of energy. Like, when the kids get home from school, we're dancing, we're being silly, we're playing. After I've put them to bed, I've still got so much more energy to work, to do a workout, to go to the gym if I need to. I just feel like I've got a new lease of life from doing it this way. So that is my top tip for you in the new year. Anyway, on to the podcast, and series 3 is here. I have got some blooming incredible guests lined up, honestly. I am so excited for me to be able to talk to them, but I'm also so excited for you guys to be able to hear their episodes as well. I've recorded some already and you guys are going to absolutely love them. So yeah, super, super excited. And there is a new format to the podcast this year. So I really loved some of the episodes that I did in season 2. I absolutely loved the one that I did with Carrie from Zach's Life, where we were kind of reacting to people's funny stories or their questions, things like that. And I want to do more like that. So more kind of stories from you guys and make more audience participation. So there are going to be Spill the Tea episodes, which is where I will have a guest on. We will put a subject out to you guys on my social media and get your stories back, and we will react to those. So we'll be spilling the tea on a particular subject. So, for example, the subject could be sex, and you will send in your sex stories and we will react to those and we will chat about those. So those are going to be so much fun. Plus, I am still doing stories. So the episodes where people want to come on and tell their story. So I've got various people coming on. So, for example, the first episode that I have recorded back was with the amazing Bex from Book Mum's the Word, who I think it was her fourth time coming on the podcast because you guys love her so much. So she came on to tell her story about IVF and baby loss. So I will still be doing the stories where people tell their stories and we just kind of chat, but there will also be Spill the Tea episodes. And there will be the odd solo episode with just me whenever there is something in particular that I want to talk about, whenever I've had like a brainwave or an epiphany about motherhood, or, you know, a challenge that I want to discuss and help you guys to realize that you're not alone in that challenge. So that is going to be the new format for this year. And I am super excited for it as well. There are some amazing guests coming up within those formats. So it's going to be so much fun. But yes, that is all from me for today. Thank you so much for listening and for coming back to listen as well. I'm really hoping some of you have come back from series 2 and that we've got some new listeners in here as well. You may also notice that it's Monday today, and we used to release episodes on a Wednesday, but Wednesday is my work day in intensive care, and I always found it really difficult to, first of all, post on social media about the episode having gone live, but also there was a few occasions where there were technical glitches and the episodes didn't go live, and I didn't find out about it until I was at work, and then I couldn't do anything about it until I was home. So we've moved it to a Monday, so that I can deal with any technical issues should they arise, and so that I can actually post about it on social media as well. So also, happy Monday. So without further ado, I have also uploaded the first episode of the series, which is the episode with the lovely Bex from Mum's the Word alongside this episode. So head over and have a listen to that one now. And then the next episode will be going live next Monday, the 15th, which will be your last day to vote for the Glow Mama Awards. So I would absolutely love if you could give me a vote. And as always, if you don't follow me already on social media, if you want to keep up to date with everything else, motherhood, head over to A Little Bit of Lottie on Instagram, or my podcast page is Tits, Tums and All Things Mum. So I will speak to you all soon. As always, I would massively appreciate if you could save, download, subscribe, review, all the things to get this podcast back up and running again. Thank you so much for being here, and I will speak to you all soon. Thank you so much for listening. As always, could you please subscribe, download, and leave a review? And I would absolutely love it if you could share my podcast with your friends. I'll see you for the next episode.